AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Jeffrey Epstein's former confidant, Ghislaine Maxwell, refused to answer questions from a House panel today. Ed Donahue has details.
Ghislaine Maxwell took the fifth.
Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend was questioned by James Comer's House Oversight Committee during a video call from a federal prison camp in Texas, where she's serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking.
This is obviously very disappointing. We had many questions to ask about the crimes she and Epstein committed, as well as questions about potential co-conspirators.
Comer says in the past, Maxwell has asked the committee for immunity.
She's asked for clemency from the president. So I personally, for the reasons you just stated, don't think she should be granted any type of immunity or clemency.
Committee has subpoenaed former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to appear later this month. I'm Ed Donahue.
We are at an hour of desperation, and we need your help.
Savannah Guthrie, in an Instagram post pleading for the public's help as the search for her missing mother, Nancy, continues into a second week and a ransom deadline nears. In New York City, nurses in two major hospital systems have reached a deal to end a nearly month-long strike over staffing levels and workplace safety. The Seattle Seahawks won last night's Super Bowl, beating the Patriots 29-13. But Sagar Magani reports President Trump slamming the halftime show.
The president called it a slap in the face. Bad Bunny performed nearly entirely in Spanish. The president wrote on social media, "Nobody understands a word this guy is saying," adding, "He doesn't represent our standards of success, creativity, or excellence." The president's usually in tune with ratings, but not this time. In truth, Bad Bunny's a Grammy winner and was Spotify's most listened to artist 4 of the last 5 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted higher on Wall Street following rallies in Asia earlier in the day. The S&P 500 rose 0.5%. The index pulled closer to the all-time high it set 2 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 20 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.9%. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market, ahead of reports coming up later this week on the job market and inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note slipped to 4.20%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And Lisa Dwyer reports Eddie Bauer's retail operator has filed for bankruptcy.
It's the third time the brand has filed for bankruptcy in a little over two decades. Eddie Bauer began as a Seattle fishing shop, later outfitting the first American to climb Mount Everest, and made thousands of down jackets and sleeping bags for the military during World War II.
It's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.